Deutsche Welle news agency, Germany's largest and most read newspaper, Der Spiegel, running the story of the German tourists killed in South Africa this week in an apparent attempted robbery, attempted hijacking at White Ravine in Mpumalanga. They were en route to the Numbi Gate at the Mluli Safari Lodge. The attack has been condemned by everyone, from the Environment Minister Barbara Creasy, the Tourism Minister Lindiwe Sisulu, and now today Bheki Cele, the Minister of Police, is on his way. He is in currently in Mpumalanga. I don't know what he's going to do. He appears to find himself at the crime scenes of various traumatic crimes in South Africa. But needless to say, a high-level government response to the murder of a German tourist this week. We're under no illusions here in South Africa that we're a violent country. The rest of the world knows that. 71 people have been killed a day in the last quarter. In the last quarter in which crime stats were released, 71 people have been killed a day in South Africa. And we all have no illusions that South Africa is a very, very violent country. But what happens if a German tourist is killed? Germany makes up 10% of the international tourists who visit South Africa. How is South Africa being viewed? Opa Pilani is the co-chair of the Southern African Tourism Services Association. Around the world, it's under no illusion that countries and tourists understand and calculate the risks of visiting South Africa. By and large, tourists and those who can afford are largely insulated from most violent crime in South Africa, Opa. But how is this particular incident playing out, particularly in a German market, which contributes 10% of the international tourists that come to South Africa?
Hi, good morning, and good morning to your listeners. It is really not a good sight at all. It will have a negative impact. We are expecting that it will definitely have a negative impact. We really need to do much to make sure that we safeguard not only the tourists that come here, even including the citizens. So a lot needs to be done by both us as the private sector and government in particular. So, and honestly, this will have a negative impact on the image of the country, especially to that source market, which is one of our biggest markets in this country.
Opa, how much convincing does a tourism marketing agency, a brand South Africa, or even smaller tourism industry bodies have to, how much convincing do they have to do, particularly a long-haul tourist, and that is largely from Europe, China, the Americas, to come to South Africa? How much convincing do you have to do to say, yes, we know it is a reality for all South Africans that crime is a problem, but tourism and tourists are largely, and by and large, I say largely, not completely, but largely insulated from particularly violent crime in South Africa? How much convincing do you have to do to say, don't worry, come, you will be safe?
Look, we do a lot of convincing. We've got to do much, because everywhere where we go, the first thing that is high on the list is safety and security in a country. And of course, we just have to convince them and show the numbers of the tourists that come into the country, and against those that have had bad experiences. And I must say that the number is extremely low if you were to compare the safety of those tourists. And I mean, we should all be aware that you can experience crime anywhere in the country, but that does not justify that anyone in this country should be subjected to such violent crimes.
Just looking at some of the headlines, and particularly the splashes of German front pages just over the last few days since the reporting of this incident involving a German tourist, have you been contacted by your counterparts, the agencies that you work with in Germany? Has South Africa been contacted by even the German government to say, should we put an official warning on South Africa based upon this incident?
Definitely. We've just heard from the radio that the embassy of Germany was looking into a possibility of issuing an alert. And we think that it is not fair because such things would happen in the middle of anywhere in a capital of a big first world country. But however, we are going to engage with most of our networks overseas. We continue to engage with them to assure them that we are putting measures, especially where that incident happened. Yesterday, we were on the ground. We have, in the last few weeks, deployed private security vehicles, and we are now deploying cameras to keep that to have an eye on that road. Mm. So we are definitely doing something as the private sector. We met with the provincial commissioner yesterday, and they have assured us that they will put a mobile a police presence in that gate, because it's a very, very important artery of Mpumalanga into the Kruger National Park. And therefore, we are doing everything to ensure that our tourists are kept safe when they visit South Africa.
I want to read you just part of a statement issued by SANParks yesterday. Tourists are advised to plan their trips carefully, only make stops at designated areas such as garages and service stations. Try to travel in convoy and where possible use alternative gates. The way it's written and the imagery that's created for me is that tourists should be wary about the wild game inside the Kruger National Park and even the humans outside the gates. If you're being warned to only stop at designated spots, only travel in convoy, this is not a very, very good sign for tourism and how particularly we deal with policing in this country. If we have warnings for people, only stop at designated areas. Please drive as much as possible in convoy. Safety in numbers. This doesn't really seem like a very nice tourist experience.
Look, that's a very irresponsible statement, and it's shocking that the Kruger National Park will issue such a statement, because what we should be looking at right now, all of us, is to make sure that every route in this country is safe. You can't be advising people with such statements. It's really irresponsible, and I think I'm really, really ashamed to be listening and hearing such statements issued by such a very important player in our tourism sector. We need to be looking at right now is to say, how do we ensure that everyone and everywhere and in every route is safe in this country?
Opapilani is the co-chair of the Southern African Tourism Services Association. Do you work in tourism? Have you received any calls from particularly your European market customers asking about the murder of a German tourist? Are you a tourist currently listening to this conversation now? Maybe you'd like to get in touch with us. 021-446-0567. Do you feel safe in South Africa? Largely, I would argue that those who can afford, and particularly international tourists, are insulated from the bulk of violent crime. Of course, one death is one too many, one murder is one too many, but we also live with the reality of 71 people dying in this country due to murder every single day.